You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com.
To the first this episode. Ooh, let's gather ourselves. Welcome to the, what is today, the 25th?
Fourth.
Welcome to the 24th, the July 24th episode of the KoopaCast. I'm joined by these fine gentlemen, and the question of the day is, what did you enjoy the most out of Comic-Con this past weekend? We'll start with Mr. Sharp.
Well, I heard that they may be doing a Batman Superman movie.
Yes.
And that sounds good. Hopefully it's good.
That does sound good.
Yeah. Anytime they do Batman and Superman, it's good.
What's going on?
Ben?
Comic-Con. What was my favorite thing?
What were you thinking you were excited about that happened or was announced?
I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff at Comic-Con. Hmm. But I do have to share, I love YouTube. And there's this person I follow on YouTube that was making a spoof video of, like, a pretend video on, like, how to break into Comic-Con. And while they were filming it, the security stopped them and didn't let them film anymore. So what they did was they ended up actually breaking into Comic-Con and filming it. And it was pretty epic.
That's awesome.
So they literally broke in and showed people how to do it rather than just making the spoof video like they were going to, just because the security guard stopped them. Yeah. So, I mean, that was
that security guard.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. It was pretty awesome to watch him, like, do it. Uh-huh. Because, I mean, it looks similar to, like, when we were at E3. And, I mean, he just walked right in. Mm. No one stopped him.
Yeah. Well, and even, like, Comic-Con should be even easier to get into than E3 since it's open to the public. So it's like, why do you have security anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Jay Money.
I guess I like some of the costumes. I mean, I didn't really follow Comic-Con all that much, so just seeing some of the people dressing up all crazy.
Man, my favorite is probably to go with Justin and Batman and Superman. That's the only way DC could have got me excited. But it may be Batman versus Superman, which is huge difference, and that would be awesome.
Yeah. Maybe like the Justice League Doom movie.
Well, because they spent too much time on this. The rumor for Justice League is that with Superman, his big appearance in the Man of Steel, is that the other superheroes kind of take notice and be like, "Hey, the world will accept us," and they kind of come out of hiding. But if you think about it, Batman isn't hiding. Batman is Batman. So Batman noticed what Superman did. So it would make sense that Batman kind of shows up on Superman's door and be like, "Hey,
yeah,
are we cool?" That makes sense to have a Batman. Maybe they fight and then something brings them together at the end. That'd be cool.
Yeah, because I always kind of have they did the animated movies where they had several Batman Superman team ups, and they're pretty fun. Like, they have differing opinions and different methodologies, but they make a pretty good team. Yeah.
So moving on to the news the last 2 weeks. It wasn't a heck of a lot of news, which isn't too surprising.
Yeah.
It was, the big news is Cloudberry Kingdom August 1st.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Very excited.
And Game Freak announced a new game.
Yeah.
Pony Solitaire Racing.
I'm going to run right out and get that.
I'm on my way.
Yeah.
See, Jay Money and I were talking about this, is if they didn't hype it up, people wouldn't have cared. I would have been like, well, that's kind of weird. Moving on. But now that they hyped it up, it's like a comment someone got left on our Pure Nintendo page. He was like, this is like getting underwear for Christmas.
Oh,
it's like, yeah, yeah, ooh, present. Oh, just underwear. Oh, it's just a solitaire game with horse racing or pony racing. I don't know what. I don't know.
Just.
Yeah. Like Harmonite was good. You know, it was a good departure from Pokemon, but I don't know. I guess we'll see. Is it worldwide on the 31st? On the eShop? On the, is it like July 31st or something? That's like a week from today. So.
Yeah. I guess it's a cool game. I like Solitaire. I didn't need the hype of, hey, we're going to announce something.
I know. And they gave a silhouette. I was like, and they're known for silhouettes of Pokemon. I mean, come on. Oh, man.
Well, they got a lot of attention, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I guess that's what they wanted, so kudos to them, I guess.
Good luck with that one, guys.
Yeah.
And the next week, Nintendo stock has reached a 2-year high since July of 2011, which could be a good news. It could be, I saw something today, I don't know if this is true, but the Wii U sales in Japan are up like 200% the past week.
Really? Yeah. Well, so, Pikmin 3 did finally come out there a couple weeks ago. So I have a feeling a lot of people were probably waiting on that. But yeah, then someone else said there's like unconfirmed reports that the Wii U has passed 1 million sold in Japan only. And, you know, so it's a lot further along than people thought. So, and I really think that's how it is. I mean, you know, after this holiday, I think it'll be kind of a moot discussion what we're about to talk about.
But. I'm kind of taking away from our discussion.
Yeah.
But the point I wanted to bring up about that is, I know Kevin talked about this last week, but I think he talked it last KoopaCast. I think he talked it after the KoopaCast, is that China is opening up for systems. And that is absolutely huge. Hundreds of millions of potential, because there's like a billion people in China.
Yeah, it's like, because you think about it, like North America is a big market. It's the biggest video game market right now. But when you have, you know, 1.2 billion people or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how, you know, they may have certain people that are still living without technology in some areas, but you have a vast number of people that live in the cities and can have access to it.
Yeah. And apparently that ban started in 2000, so it's been a while since.
Yeah.
Any. 64, I guess, was the last Nintendo.
Yeah. So that'd be interesting. That
Nintendo will benefit more than the other two consoles in China then?
Well, Xbox doesn't do well over there, period. So.
Yeah, I honestly think they'll do pretty well because it seems like in recent years Nintendo's kind of expanded to like manufacturing more in China, and it seems like they did something in China where they released something not that long, just a few years back. Do you remember?
I think one of the things I read is that I think one of the stipulations that China has is that it has to be made in China.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's what it was, and so it's easier for, I guess Sony's in Japan too, but manufacturing.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how many people buy consoles in Japan, or not Japan, China.
Yeah. Because that could absolutely just change everything with that amount of people, potential buyers. and make us a small market. And Japan and China are the big markets. They get everything.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because, China makes a lot of the products in the world, make a lot of our electronics. And Nintendo, I know, has had notorious problems in China with piracy. And even, do you guys remember that counterfeit Wii system was being sold in China? What was it called? Was it the V?
Like, I think like E or Z or something like that.
It was just super similar.
Yeah, and I just looked this up. I was looking on our site at just Nintendo in China just to look at past things. And James, you posted this July of last year, but it is basically a counterfeit Wii U gamepad that came out of China. There's the link. but yeah, it looks a lot like the gamepad. So it will be interesting to see how motivated they are. I mean, obviously, businesses are motivated by money, but if they've had all these piracy issues, maybe the fact that it'll be legal will help that. It's interesting.
It'll be something interesting to watch as years go on.
Yeah, and someone was saying about the stock rising that they said it could be for a number of factors. Like there was... something with the yen, I guess something increased with the value of the yen or something like that. So that kind of helped and raised the shares up and people are probably kind of buying in. They're kind of anticipating the holidays being really well for, being good for Nintendo. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Number of different factors.
The other bit of news is not too exciting, but it was interesting to me, and I had enough for me to make two posts about it, and it was the NCAA and EA's kind of separation from themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basically, the NCAA is getting sued because college athletes don't get paid, but the NCAA makes billions off of college athletes.
So
they decided to just kind of cut the losses and not support EA's NCAA football. So that's happening, but then the CLC, the Collegiate Licensing Company, which I guess is in charge of all the university names and logos, agreed to EA. So basically you can have like the University of Tennessee, the University of Georgia, the mascots and the teams, but you can't use any official NCAA like bowl games or logos or anything. So at least we're not going to have like random like University of South something Dolphins or something, I don't know. Some random made up.
A fake game.
A fake game, basically.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's that. Well, the news is a little bit slow the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
there hasn't been very much.
So now our main topic, we can all play Devil's Advocate. Put on thinking caps. Become Sony or Microsoft fanboys.
I'm a Microsoft fanboy.
I need a backwards hat. Anyway, and so let's imagine if the Wii U flops, like a lot of people are freaking out about for no reason. First, let's be clear that we don't think the Wii U is going to flop. We have thousands of words on the site that prove that we don't believe that.
literally
thousands of words. I think 4,000 of them were mine. But anyways, what's to say that the Wii does flop? It would say that it matches the GameCube. And now, time and age, that would be a major flop at 25 million.
Mm-hmm.
So what would Nintendo's reaction be? What would their next step be?
Rely on 3DS sales.
push
forward.
Yeah,
because I just saw that 3DS is actually pretty much had the highest sales now. I read something like it beat out like the Xbox, which had been the highest for a long time.
Like the last 2 months, I think.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So 2 months in a row, it's been the highest selling. Like even the home consoles, the best selling console in America. So that's pretty good. So I think it's starting to hit its stride too. A lot of good games coming out.
Well, that's the thing with the 3DS with the Wii U 3DS situation is that the 3DS is starting to do really well. The Wii U hasn't really gotten there yet. If Wii U sales stayed steady but weren't the best, but the 3DS continued to sell well, I think Nintendo could make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think people don't. There's a lot of just arbitrary. Nintendo doomed. We need a counter that says how many times we say that on the like someone asked, like, don't say doomed or anything stupid like that. But yeah, there's so much junk like that where people are just, oh, Nintendo's doomed, blah, blah, blah. But I think it's all... It's got to be sarcastic. If people are seriously saying that, it's just... It's really silly because Nintendo just has loads of capital, which is basically they've just got cash lying around. So I think this may have been one of the few good points Pachter has ever made, but he's like, even if Nintendo lost money for the next 20 years, it could operate for the next 20 years. So there's really, I could see, the Wii, let's say it did flop and it wasn't selling at all. Well, Nintendo's course of action would be, okay, let's drop price, release more games. I don't see Nintendo, doing what they did with the Virtual Boy, where they just, don't support it and give up on it. The support for games is there. They've already announced games all the way through next year. Some people were like, oh, they're not going to make games next year. They're just going to flop. Whatever.
That doesn't
make any sense. It's so silly.
Well, and here's a question then I'm going to kind of steal from the whole economic crisis here. Mm-hmm. Is Nintendo too big to fail? I mean, they've been around for hundreds of years. Are they going anywhere anytime soon, even if they do fail at something?
I would say, and people always ask, like, what would Nintendo, so like you said, Jane, play devil's advocate. What happens if they do fall flat on their face, they lose all their money, blah, blah, blah? Nintendo has said this before, what they would do. They said, as soon as we stop making consoles, we stop making games. So as soon as their consoles flop, a lot of people are like, oh, if their consoles fail, they're going to bring all their games to iOS. Yay! No, you guys are idiots.
You just don't get it.
Yeah, you just don't get it. Like, you got to just look at the pride. I mean... let's say you spent, 25, 30 years building something, building these characters, and then, hey, it gets to the end. I mean, just look at TV shows and movies. Obviously they can do syndication, stuff like that, but I think Nintendo would rather just die and go out and be like, hey, we had an awesome run for, however long for video games, and we made some awesome games, but no way are we going to dilute our IP by releasing it on third-party platforms.
I think they would actually regress and go back to their original business and start making card games again. Oh, wait. Wasn't they very original, like a brothel or something?
Yeah, something like that.
the very original.
Nintendo brothels will just start popping up all over the nation. It's going to be crazy. But, sex sells, so...
Yeah, well, the original was the Hanafuda playing cards in the 1880s, but then they did the Love Hotels, as they called them. The Love Hotels were in the 60s. So they're kind of like at every big juncture,
Well, I guess something. I'm kind of hoping they fail now. Yeah. I want to see a freaking Love Motel, a Nintendo Love Motel. Yeah. Some lady dressed up as Princess Peach welcomes you or something. You I don't know what they would do. That's my devil's advocate input.
Yeah.
Let them fail for more brothels.
For more brothels, yes.
Go back to what works, Nintendo.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why they're wasting their time with this video game stuff.
This is a passing fad.
Yeah, exactly.
Forever.
Yeah.
People are over it.
Yeah.
If the Wii U did fail, do you think they would try, I'm going to use the word gimmick because that's what everybody else used to describe it, but I hardly think it's a gimmick. Do you think they would come up with a new gimmick or a new, I don't know what else to call it. Do you think they'll try and innovate in a different way?
Well, that's a good point. Is like, what would you, like, let's imagine you were Iwata. What would you, your game plan be going forward? Would you be like, Jay Mundo was saying, Sony did all this amazing. Sony, Microsoft would say sold 80, 90 million units themselves, each. And then just straight up, all they are straight up just video games with a whole bunch of processor. Would Nintendo be like, well, okay, that worked for them. Do we continue doing our gimmicks or gamepad types things, the Wiimotes, or do we change our philosophy and now go back and follow everyone else?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're saying just lose the gimmick and just go straight gaming?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, would that decision have to come up if the Wii U just totally flops, maybe not even make 200, like 20 million, 15 million, everyone else is pushing 100 million units? Mm-hmm. Like, what would Nintendo...
That's got to make them stop and think, at least, you know? Like, they're not dummies, you know? They're businessmen, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it would probably go more that way than them doing trying to do some other controller or something like that. You know, because if they're like, oh, the gamepad didn't work, but we've got this other idea that's unique and you'll love it, you know, I think then people would see that as reaching a little bit too much. And it's like, oh, well, what? Well, decide what you want to do. And that's the other thing people don't understand. It's like they're invested in this. They've decided to go with this hardware. I mean, you know, it's not going to die. I mean, it's only been out for 9 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, 8 or 9 months. It's pretty silly for people to think that businesses are that short-sighted, you know, that, you know, even if something flops, I mean, you can look at recent examples of like tablets, you know, like Microsoft Surface and some of those. I think it's only been recently that Microsoft has like started realizing, hey, we're losing lots of money on this. But
Microsoft can lose millions and dollars and not notice for a couple of years.
Exactly. I think they said they're sitting on like $1 billion in unsold tablets or something like that.
Well, they did a similar thing with the Zune, too, because they came out the Zune after the iPod.
Oh, the Zune. That was
not doing well at all either.
Yeah. I'll squirt you some songs. Yeah, that'll get popular. Yeah, so yeah, I don't know, it's just the logic just isn't there sometimes.
So I mean, yeah, I guess what we're doing is devil advocate or whatever, like if Nintendo is failing, then you know, whatever. I mean, I could see them very well, like, in the next system doing like a back to the basics, you know, kind of a thing, and that would be their spiel, back to the basics, and we got, you know, our new regular controller that will, you know, fall in line similar to Xbox and PlayStation, and then, you know, go for that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the Wii was explosive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you couldn't find those things, and so, you know, if the Wii continues on this track and does not sell well, like once these other systems come out, who knows? Maybe they will do that, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see them?
Okay.
Well, I would say, do you see them? I guess kind of going off what Justin said about they have a farther sight than just this past year or this next year. But do you see them, let's say, 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years down the road, the Wii U still struggling along, the other two systems are taking off? The other two systems, Microsoft and Sony, are clearly on probably an 8-year plan.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe even 10-year plan. You see Nintendo cutting it short maybe in 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Another system.
I mean, they probably easily could do a 4-year plan.
Yeah. And well, I see that as more feasible of an option than to just cut their losses 9 months into a system, you know. You know, they would price cut, they would do whatever they can, do an ambassador program like the 3DS, because that's the thing, like, they haven't done an ambassador program because the Wii U is not doing as bad as the 3DS did. You know, people may like to say, oh, it's doing terrible. But, you know, I think there's something to be said when all the systems are out at the same time. There's a status quo of everybody knows what to expect and knows what each of the systems mm-hmm. are offering. Until the new Xbox and the new PlayStation come out, all we have are trailers and, you know, secondhand impressions of systems to go off of, and people are still holding on to this hope that it's just going to be, you know, 400,000 times faster than Xbox 360 and PS3. And so I think they're just holding on to that. And I think a lot of people, once all the systems are out, once the dust settles, when you see the graphics, you see the frame rate, you see everything these launch titles have to offer, you're going to be like, oh, okay, well, yeah, they're about on the same level, you know. You know, I don't think, you know, I think once all the systems get out there, you're going to be able to compare things a lot easier. You get away from all of just the marketing speak and all that jazz.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, James had that scenario where Sony and Microsoft are on an 8, 9, 10-year plan or whatever. Mm-hmm. If Nintendo were to cut it short a little bit, maybe like year 4, 5, 6, if they had to, they could come out with maybe like a souped-up Wii U sort of thing. They're like, well, people like graphics, let's give them graphics. And mm-hmm. a more powerful machine that equals the Xbox One, PS4, whatever, or goes beyond that.
Yeah, and well, just think about the Wii U gamepad, you know, as just a piece of technology. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's pretty... I don't want to say innovative because that just sounds biased and marketing speak, but it's kind of interesting because there's not many devices in our, you know, current technology that we have that offer that sort of low latency streaming. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you can stream like Netflix and stuff on a device, but it's not the same thing. It's not streaming from another computer or another device. So I think that Nintendo probably has ideas for how to evolve the Wii U as it goes on. Like you said, you know, a souped-up Wii U or...
another gamepad.
Yeah, another gamepad. I mean, maybe evolve to 4 gamepads. Look at the 3DS right now. It's going to be almost 3 years old now. Maybe when their new handheld comes out in 2 or 3 years, it's... going to be a controller. It could be an adaptable controller to the Wii U. You can take Wii U games on the go. I mean, it seems like the Wii U is kind of a stepping stone in maybe direction Nintendo's wanting to go. Maybe that's why they're really forcing the gamepad, or, you know, what seems like forcing, like, hey, yeah, you got to use it. You got to use it. You got to play it. You got to experience it. You know, maybe it's a stepping stone to something. So.
Well, I see that the... understand that the multi-touch displays are expensive, mm-hmm. but I'd really like to see a multi-touch display on the Wii U gamepad. Mm-hmm. Not that the screen they have now is bad, mm-hmm. but I think having a multi-touch screen, which a lot of devices use now, would be beneficial in the future.
And it could open up their games exponentially. I mean, the new options and opportunities, I mean... who knows what they could even plan to put in with, like, you know, Zelda, with puzzles, and, I mean, it could just really, that'd be really neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that'd be a real cool, tangible upgrade, too, to the gamepad that people would like. Another thing is, like, upgrading the battery life that they're doing in Japan, where they're adding the, weren't they adding, like, an extra battery pack or something?
Yeah, you can, like, you have to unscrew and screw it in.
Yeah, but like it doesn't increase the bulkiness, right? Yeah, it just goes in where the original one is, and it's supposed to increase the battery life like 3 or 4 hours or something.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, that's a real tangible improvement. I mean, just include that in all the Wii U systems going forward. As production costs go down, just include that by default. And, you know,
But now I am playing devil's advocate. Why don't they have that here yet?
Oh, yeah.
Because Americans are too lazy to switch out their own battery.
Well, and the other thing they came out with in Japan was the rechargeable Wii remote cradles. that are basically they're official Nintendo ones. We have several third party ones here, but yeah, they've got official Nintendo Wii Remote rechargeable backs, and even like little things that they rest in that you can charge them in, and those were announced like 4 months ago, weren't they, James? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we haven't gotten those yet. I think maybe they just released the Wii charger things. But yeah, like that Wii battery upgrade, we need that by the holidays. That'd be awesome. I mean, imagine you wouldn't have to plug in the gamepad every, 5 hours or however it is. But that'd just be awesome.
Yeah, it's so sad when that red blinking light comes on. You're like, no!
No!
Richie TPA from Twitter. He's uh-huh. pulling off some numbers from VG charts,
uh-huh.
which aren't official, but he's saying that last Wii U update on VG charts has the Wii U at 0.97 million in Japan, so it's probably uh-huh. over a million now.
Right.
And he has the 3DS at 32 million units sold.
Hoo-wee.
So more in Japan than North America, obviously.
Hmm.
And then it says Nintendo fails, pure Nintendo shuts down. Which is true.
Found crying on YouTube. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, we could go back to our regular lives of being superheroes too.
Yeah, I mean, if we have to.
If we have to.
Yeah.
I just hate flying everywhere.
Yeah. Crime fighting sucks. It's not as glamorous as you think.
No.
But going back, I want to go back to me being a fanboy. And something what Ben said is that Nintendo, they're not dumb. They may seem like bubbling idiots at time. Trust me, they do. They do. But yeah, they're not dumb. Do you think that they're so... They know what's going on in the world. They're so geniuses that they saw this plan coming of the PS4 and the 3 and the Xbox One going on an 8-year cycle. So they decided, hey, with the Wii, we'll come out with a little weaker system, come with this Wiimote, and then release our next system before theirs, and then release our very next system way before theirs and catch up that way. Because, like, the Wii U came out, and it's a little more powerful than PS, what current generation is.
Mm-hmm. I thought about that.
And then, like, if it goes on an 8-year cycle and they come out with the next whatever system in 4 or 5 years, they have a 3-year jump, and then it can be more powerful than the PS4 and Xbox One at the time. Are they that much of a geniuses?
I mean, it doesn't seem like a bad idea, because mm-hmm. then they will pretty much forever be on a different cycle. And so when it comes to system buying time, it's not going to be, oh my God, am I going to pick a Wii U or the next Nintendo system, the next PlayStation, or the next Xbox? Well, you've essentially killed your competition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By being the only new system that's going to be coming out in your time frame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be an interesting scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I think it sounds like a good business model, but who knows what they've got in their minds.
Because right. they can very easily come out with a new system 4 years from now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that would put them 3 or 4 years ahead of everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, kind of play catch-up at their own pace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really like this idea of merging the console and the handheld a little bit. And that maybe that's, I don't know what they're thinking. In 3-4 years, the next handheld should be due. You know, maybe they'll do another 3DS revision before then. But I don't know. I could see something like that where they're just like, hey, you know what? We're, combining the two. Our 3DS has been selling so well. People love the 3DS games. Let's combine the platform. I don't know. Probably too far-fetched, but...
Well, just look at tablets. The price has dropped a lot. Like, Google has announced a bunch of new tablets, like, yesterday or today. They're like $200-$300, but it used to be like $800-$900.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just over the past year or two, tablets have dropped. So just imagine another 3 or 4 years, what they can do with a gamepad upgrade or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you think about it, if cloud gaming catches on and really gains its footing...
Mm-hmm.
They could actually do a home console that can be taken on the go as well very easily.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. And, you can see they're slowly starting to build, Nintendo Network, and they're going to be adding Miiverse and stuff to the 3DS. I think eventually we'll probably see our Nintendo Network IDs over on the 3DS as well, just to synchronize those systems. Already the eShop is starting to see crossover between the Wii U and the 3DS versions. So I think they're trying to get that ecosystem to the same level. So,
They're really trying to push online, like, digital sales, too.
Yeah, especially with that recent promotion. You know, give us $100, we'll give you $10, you know, if you buy digital stuff. Which, it's almost convinced me, but...
I saw that, too, and I was like, Free money? For things I'm going to buy anyways?
Yeah, maybe. I'll play your game, Nintendo.
Well, I mean, I think it's an interesting, something interesting to think about, though, is, like, the future of the cloud gaming and what Nintendo has in mind. I mean, they've always said they would never put their games on, like, you know, the Android or iOS and things like that. Like, I mean, if we're just going to go way out there, I would love to see a Nintendo phone. They would be the only company that I would ever leave Apple for. Nintendo. And you get your portable, get your games, get your phone. Let's do it, Nintendo.
Let's do it.
I want a Nintendo phone.
That would be cool.
Japan will probably get it and we'll never see it.
Yeah.
We're China now.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm going to play Devil's Advocate again.
Oh.
This is fun. Let's pretend that Nintendo bites those words that they would never release a system. I mean, games on other systems. Because let's be honest, is that if Nintendo just went software only, they could probably make as much or more money than they're making now.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They would make a ton of money because software is where the money's at. And it's a bunch of BS if some Sony fanboy says, I would never buy a Mario game. I hate Mario. He's dumb. He's a stupid plumber. No. If you had Mario on the PlayStation, you would buy every single game up.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would ever go to another system, but, I mean, I guess maybe the iPhone in their minds is another system. Mm-hmm. But if they just, like, released like a Mario, let's even say they took an old game like Super Mario 3 like and put that on the iPhone. Do you know how much money they would make from that? There's no way that they wouldn't make tons of money off of like just releasing like NES games on the phones.
Yeah,
that's how much Nintendo is dedicated to their work.
True.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, they're
because Nintendo is the only one of the three that can do that. Like, if Sony goes all software, like what do they have to offer? Nothing. What does Microsoft have to offer? Nothing. And so Nintendo's the only one that could. And Sega, it would be like the Sega of the 2000. A lot of people would.
Yeah, Microsoft and Sony are all strategic partnerships.
Yeah.
Titanfall exclusive. Titanfall.
Yeah, Sony half made the Sony All-Stars game. They half made it. <That's the point. laughs>
Right, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of switching hats again. It's kind of satisfying that Battle Royale game didn't do very well. The All-Stars, Sony All-Stars or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Because they totally tried to rip off Smash Brothers and it just didn't work.
Yeah. Oh, Rich is tweeting. He says, I'm sure Sega never thought they would be putting Sonic on Nintendo, Sony, or Xbox systems. I'm sure that's the case. Yeah, they never thought that. But I think most anyone in the world would argue that Mario is way more popular than Sonic. And Nintendo has a myriad of IP that, whereas Sega had Sonic, they've got Golden Axe, they've had a few IPs, but, most of their games were limited to Sonic games.
Well, Sega had a an all right run. They didn't do bad, but they just didn't nearly do as well as Nintendo did. And like you said, Nintendo's just got like a ton of different characters and stuff they can go to make games. And they're always coming up, well, not always, but they're always coming up with new ideas at least.
Yeah, and I think they made the transition to 3D a lot better than Sega did. I mean, you know, people will say, oh yeah, Sonic's Adventure is one of the best Sonic games. But, you know, arguably, all of the Sonic games that are in 3D, you know, the 2D versions still hold up a lot better. Control-wise, gameplay-wise, fun. You know, so I think most people would agree, you know, on that regard. So, I think Nintendo made that transition to 3D better with Mario 64, with Ocarina of Time, and they just had the benefit of having established franchises to kind of, you know, slug through that 64 and GameCube era, even though they profited off of both of those, but even though they didn't sell as much. But, hey, it's a fair point to bring up Sega, for sure. But, you know, they're in a different state than Nintendo is, I would think.
Well, Nintendo stood firm over and over and over again that these games will not be ever seen on another system.
Yeah.
They've always made that very clear.
Yeah, and that's the whole reason that Nintendo, you know, issues a statement that's like, if we stop making hardware, we stop making software. In other words, we're not making our software for anything else.
One. You know?
So we design our hardware, and the games, you know, fit that. So, you know, so some people may not like it. The general casual gamer probably that's kind of transitioned away from the Wii and has the iPhone, iPad, stuff like that. They're like, oh, make some of those for iPhone and iPad. But,
well, here's another interesting point is that if Nintendo did start to, like, truly struggle, like, they're, like, going down the tubes. And do you think the first thing they would like? Do you think they would downsize, or do you think they would just like call it quits?
Yeah, I don't know. Because yeah, they've been around so long through several different types of businesses. I would have to think they would adapt and move on. Maybe. I don't know. It's a very good question.
Maybe they think, well, we're doing quite well on the handhelds. We're kind of like struggling on the home consoles, so maybe we back off home consoles for a little while.
Well, that's the thing is, like, they both have to fail pretty much at the same time for them to fail. Like, the GameCube, I'm curious how much that hurt them, but then they had, like, the DS right after that almost. You know, the end of the GameCube that kind of helped move momentum back in their favor, then the Wii, then so on. So they never really had both systems just come out and just... handheld and system just come out flat. Yeah. And that's what it would take for them probably to go under would be both systems. If one comes out flat, let's say the Wii U comes out flat, the 3DS sells 100 million units with whole bunch of software. And so that could be enough to carry them to the next with all the cash they have to their next system.
Yeah, I would say if they did, they would... You know, I could see them just downsizing and trying to go one platform, maybe, you know, just handheld or something. I don't know. It would be
like you said, that could be what they're doing is at one point they'll just merge both platforms together and you can have a system that you play on your computer, on your TV, that you take with you. So it's only one system to worry about, instead of worrying about two systems.
I really think it's an elegant idea, at least. You know, the thing that's kind of helped the popularity of, you know, mobile games is everyone carries a phone with them. They're ubiquitous devices. So, you know, you have to, you know, right now they're competing for people's television time, for their entertainment time. And, you know, it's getting harder and harder for that. So, you know, if they, I don't know, merged something, had some sort of a handheld that could be a phone, could be, you know, could be played on a little base station when you got home on your TV, play it on the go, take calls. I mean,
it could be your TV remote.
Yeah. I mean, they're getting into a lot of little, you know, a lot of different things now, but I don't know.
Just look at it this way. Like, I really like what the Xbox One is doing with cloud gaming, where some games use the clouds for more processing powers to help the game out, so they can actually push the game further with the cloud. Right. That is something Nintendo could look into. Say, hey, we don't need a system that has 20 gigs in it because you can push it off on the cloud. And just see how far the iPhone came since 2005 when it first came out, 2006. See how powerful it is now. Let's look 5 years from now, see how powerful a small device can be. Plus be like, okay, we'll push some of the power off into the cloud because internet's going to be better worldwide, hopefully in America. Mm-hmm. And then you have more powerful, smaller devices, and so you can possibly do something like that. Like, hey, when you're home, you're on your TV here, connect to the internet, and you push some of the processing power off of the device, what's that word, like console, whatever you want to call it, to the cloud, and then have these more powerful standing games.
Yeah. There was that quote recently about the, you know, cloud claims that you could get, like, much higher graphics or something, and it seemed like one of the PS4 guys, that Mark Cerny or whatever, that, you know, is working on the PS4, he said he really doesn't see the cloud benefiting graphics necessarily. Like, you're not going to get just super high-res textures now, or details, you know, stuff like that, but you could get, you know, better AI, you could get more players on screen, you know, it could help with more computational things instead of maybe making things load faster or stuff like that, but he said he thinks we're still far away from getting, like, big graphical leaps from cloud tech, but it's definitely something, you know, in the future it's just going to keep growing. And the capabilities, but it will be interesting. But you know what would be cool is, you know, probably if Nintendo does do some sort of a handheld device, whatever the chips or, you know, whatever hardware they actually have in the handheld itself probably isn't going to match what they could do in a home console. So what I think they could do is, you know, still have a pretty decent handheld device and just say, hey, if you are connected to a Wi-Fi device or something, it could actually stream the content without crazy latency or whatever from your home system, and where you could actually get gamepad, you know, Wii U gamepad games, you know, off TV games anywhere you were. That could be maybe a step towards that. I don't know. But I think it's, that was actually a project I was thinking, if I had all the time in the world. But I was like, what if you could take the gamepad, you know, and you've got like the normal five, you know, it's a 5 gigahertz frequency. It doesn't go that well through walls. But what if you could somehow tap into the wireless that the Wii U has and tunnel it through the internet and have your Wii U gamepad at your friend's house and be able to remotely connect to your Wii U. I'm sure there's several, you know, latency issues you can encounter, but the technology is there. You could easily adapt something up. It'd be cool if, I'm sure someone will, you know, try and do it. So.
Oh, yeah.
but do you guys remember that on the GameCube, someone actually developed some tunneling software where they would hook up the network versions of Mario Kart Double Dash and 1080 Avalanche? And they would use tunneling software that would basically, the GameCube would think it's on a local network playing with other networked GameCubes, only it was on the internet, and it could play with anyone. Oh, we lost Jamie.
Whoops.
So, I don't know. I could see as bandwidth increases, as different things like that, we could eventually see that. Jay Money.
Hey, did I freeze for a second?
You disappeared.
Yeah, you disappeared. Okay,
that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
going back to the beginning real quick, because I found a piece of news that is fairly interesting that I overlooked.
Oh.
Apparently, Atlas is getting auctioned off.
Oh, I heard Nintendo might be buying it.
And Nintendo's supposedly one of the front runners for them.
Hasn't that been like a mega rumor like
for a little while?
Yeah.
But they are getting auctioned off.
Interesting.
And supposedly is one of the front runners. That could open up a lot of RPGs.
Yeah. Alice does a lot of unique games. So
Trauma Center? They do like they're like that.
Yeah, Trauma Center. And it seems like they've always had a close relationship with Nintendo, so
yeah.
Could be an interesting pairing.
Well, and some of those are some pretty popular games that they make, so
yeah, the SMT games are really popular, the Shin Megami Tensei, and they got several other popular games.
Well, Trauma Center was kind of like a cult favorite too, like has a small following.
Yeah.
But isn't that interesting? Correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you will.
No.
Is Nintendo's really not known for buying other companies out like this or buying their IPs. This is one of the first that I can kind of think of. So it'd be different for them. It'd kind of be almost bold for them to be like, hey, yeah, we're taking this. It's ours.
Yeah.
Give me.
So, yeah, it's true. They're mostly known for selling Rare. That's really the only.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they do a lot of stuff with like second party developers where they're just like, hey, we'll publish your game exclusively on our platform and we'll give you some money to keep making the game. I mean, you can see that with Bayonetta 2 and Wonderful 101, so and Retro Studios and all their other second party developers, Monolith Soft. But yeah, it'll be interesting. I think if Nintendo does buy them, I could see them maybe still keeping the Atlas name, maybe, and then just keep it. They would just be like a subsidiary, like Retro Studios or something. Now Retro Studios is a developer, Atlas is a publisher, so a little different, than that. But
well, if it's possible to keep the name, I could totally see Nintendo just saying, "Well, you can stay Atlas, but what games are going to be exclusive to our console?"
Right, exactly. They would basically buy the rights to publish all of their games at that point. So Atlas would go back to being a developer instead of actually publishing their own games.
Right.
So, could see something like that.
I'd like to see, I don't know how much money Atlas has or anything, but it would be interesting to see what Atlas does with Nintendo's backing. Because I'm sure Nintendo has a lot more money that they give to Atlas to say, okay, make some really cool games.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, what was that game that was announced? Fire Emblem Cross Shin Megami Tensei?
Right.
That was announced, like, earlier this year. So I wonder what happens to that. So it's almost like, you know, that game would be up in the air at this point if Atlas is getting auctioned off. So if Nintendo isn't the one that gets the bid, what happens to that game?
That's true.
And then Nintendo's also been partnering with them, you know, buy Fire Emblem, get SMT4 $30 off. You saw that promo recently. So there's lots that Atlas and Nintendo are doing together recently. So, anyways, more fodder for the rumor, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any closing statements or ideas?
Yeah. Hmm.
Nintendo's doomed.
Somebody said it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doomed.
They might as well just give up.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they're still making games.
I'm with Ben. They say go back and make brothels.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Back it up,
it's
guys.
About time, Nintendo.
Back it up.
Back it up.
Yourself. It's about time.
Yeah.
So
I think that's the best closing argument.
That's the best closing, yeah. Sex hotels.
Yeah.
Love.
Love
hotels.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Love could mean a nice dinner or
yeah.
Yeah. A nice dinner with a new character.
Yeah, a nice dinner without your spouse. With it's like, what?
Anyways, before we close, what games are you playing?
I hate J Money because J Money, why don't you tell people what game you're playing? Go ahead.
Tell people. For the past two nights, I spent my whole evening playing Pikmin 3.
Yeah, that's awesome. No one cares.
Yeah. None of us might as well say anything.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I've been playing Donkey Kong. No, not what you're thinking. Donkey Kong Arcade.
Oh, snap.
Nice. Because it is currently.
It's 30 cents, yeah.
30 cents.
So
I'm gonna buy it.
Well,
play it.
It's kind of funny. I actually have 19 cents credit on my Wii U, and I'm like,
close.
Oh, come on.
Well, you could put $100 on there and then, and just to get the 30 cent game.
Just to get the 30 cents.
Just to get the 30 cent game. Yeah.
And the $10.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you're actually making $9.70 on the whole deal, you know?
Yeah, man, that's some cool cheddar right there.
Yeah. not bad.
Uh huh.
I've been playing Animal Crossing pretty much every free time. I came to realize today that I hate being a mayor. Because you gotta worry about the whole rest of the town. Like, you have these projects you start, these public works, and then people are supposed to give money to it. No one gives money to it. It's like $5 here, or 5 bells here, five bells here. So you're the one that's paying 100,000 bells for this project. And it's like, I want to spend this on my house, on myself. I don't want to be building another bridge.
That's awesome. That is the best argument.
Someone came up to me today and was like, hey, we need a lighthouse. That lighthouse was like 350,000 bells. I'm like, you know how big of a house I could have with 350,000 bells?
Go build your own lighthouse.
Exactly. And I put up the little donation box, and then I come back the next day, and there's like 5 bells. Well, this isn't going to get us anywhere anymore. Quit.
Yeah.
And I kind of got like an advantage because my stepson plays too. Uh-huh. And he's living in my town.
Uh-huh.
So he helps me like contribute to the projects and stuff. So I don't have the same struggle as the rest of you.
Hashtag first world problems.
Yes. I haven't been playing. Mostly magazine work, but
I've been playing magazine.
Yeah, I've been playing magazine stuff. Let's see. I last played games last week. I played a little Animal Crossing, and I played a little bit of what's the game? Need for Speed. Played a little Need for Speed.
Oh, yeah.
And I need to play with James.
We do. We keep saying that. Oh, we're going to do it this Sunday.
Yeah, we'll do it this Sunday. And then Katie's like, we got a lot of magazine stuff to do. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
She's keeping you on track. That's good.
She does. She does, yeah. Yeah, she's been putting in the hours. Yeah.
Well, and if you guys get on Need for Speed, let me know.
Ooh, yeah.
I'll get on there.
Man, we should really do that. Let's do it right now.
Well, I've got a review to write.
Yes, you do.
Right. We've got a magazine to publish. So.
Yeah.
First world problems.
Work. Ugh.
Yeah.
I will.
Someday we'll play games.
So. Someday.
Yeah.
As a gaming site, someday we'll play games.
Yeah.
One of these days.
Yeah, one of these days we'll get around to it. That's a sad place to end.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for joining us.
As we go and cry.
No.